This is the Hook'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. Now here's your host, Daniel Olimon.
Good morning, Northern Colorado, and to the millions and millions listening online, it's time for the Hook'em Bait and Tackles Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. Dr. Kennedy is the leading visionary in dental care. Call his office today to make an appointment, 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. We want to welcome you to Northern Colorado's only fishing and hunting show, where we hope that after every show, you can add more tools to your tool belt when it comes to fishing and hunting. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Olimon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the Oz behind the curtain and the best producer in the game. Micah, how you doing this morning?
I am awake.
That's awesome. Congratulations on another Bronco win, brother.
Yes, 2-1 now about to be 3-1.
2-1. Defense finally showed up. I absolutely love that game. It was back and forth. Defense. They finally showed up.
The defense finally showed up? The offense finally showed up?
Well, you could say that. I mean, when they needed to, they scored. They obviously needed the whole object of the game is to score more points, right? So they did that. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed with Garoppolo's play, but I have to remind myself that he hadn't played any preseason. Man, he was ready. He was packed. He was moving. He was ready to go, and then they called them back. But here's the question.
And then he stepped out of bounds. But if he hadn't stepped out of bounds, he would have thrown a pick six.
He would have thrown a pick six. I agree with that. Or he could have thrown it out of bounds. I don't know. A lot could have happened. I'm starting to wonder if Russell Wilson was worth all that paper, brother. All that money. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. He showed glimpses.
I saw the old Russell Wilson come out. I saw the glimpses. I'm a little worried, though. We'll see, though. They have the Raiders coming up tomorrow, Sunday. So it's a big Bronco Raider game. So I'm excited about that. How about them Cowboys? Woo! How about them Cowboys, buddy?
Yeah, they beat the Giants.
I know, but you got to understand, the NFC East, when they play each other, they play each other hard, and they did. And you play the Commanders.
No matter whether the Eagles,
they're just going to play each other hard, and that's just that division. Cooper Rush is the man. I mean, he's a solid backup for the Cowboys, and I believe he could start on any other team in the league.
I believe that you are full of it. You know what? Why don't you stick with fishing?
I think
fishing. Why don't you stick with fishing?
I know a lot about football. I think Cooper Rush is and the quarterback controversy in Dallas is about a 9 right now, and I think it could warp up to a 10 if he comes back and plays very well this coming up weekend. They got the Washington Commanders coming into town, so we'll see how he can play.
Yeah, the Washington Commander Rikers.
I have a great show for you today. In the second segment, we have Juan Miro with Sick Lids. He's one of our favorite sponsors. Juan and Felix Miro specialize in custom hats, custom logos, graphic design. Sick Lids is one of Northern Colorado's premier designers. And we will also chat about Juan's podcast, Thinking Outside the Long Box. And I didn't know what a long box was until he told me it's where you store comic books. Is that correct, Micah?
I had never heard that before, but apparently I have several of them.
I didn't know that, but we're going to talk to him about that. In the third segment, we have a fellow angler and outdoorsman, Frank Villa, with Outdoor Colorado. He's here to talk to us about his recent elk hunting trip and what it takes to hunt these beautiful Colorado outdoors. To round out the show, don't go anywhere. Horsetooth Reservoir was the host location for the Colorado Bass High School State Tournament this past weekend, and we are excited to have on the show this morning the winners of that tournament, the 2022 Colorado High School State Champions, Joe Punko and Riley Petrone, two students from Broomfield High School. What a hard season these men endured, and then to end it with a state championship is pretty amazing. I'm excited to talk to them this morning. But first, like we always do about this time, we have the Hook'em Bait and Tackles Fishing Report, sponsored by Carroll Excavation and Repair. Whether it's for a small project or an expansive one, Carroll Excavation and Repair are prepared to help you with all your excavation needs. Call them today at 970-656-3405. That's 970-656-3405. We're going to head over to Boulder Reservoir. Boulder Reservoir is beautiful. It's open year-round. There are entry fees to get into the park during the summer season, and those go from April through October, so it's going to end here real soon. The cost, $6.50 for youth, $11 for adults. They also have a 25% discount for sustainability discount, so if you're a pedestrian walking, you're cyclist, or you have cars with three or more individuals in there, they'll give you a 25% discount. Dogs are not allowed during summer season. If you're fishing, you can catch bass, catfish, crappie, rainbow trout, walleye, and you can fish from the fishing dock, the shore, or a boat. Follow the Boulder Reservoir Loop Trail for some of the best fishing access that you are going to find there. We're going to head over to Trappers Lake. Trappers Lake is in beautiful Meeker, Colorado. It's tucked away in the Flat Tops Wilderness area west of Boulder. Trapper Lake is a secluded natural lake, often cited as the third largest in the state. You can reach the lake by way of Flat Tops Trail, a national scenic byway connecting Yampa and Meeker, reaching an elevation of 9,600 feet and extending over 302 acres. This lake is secluded and peaceful. The surrounding lake is scarred by wildfire, but the scenery is breathtaking nevertheless. And the trees, man, I'll tell you what, the trees are beginning to populate in that area. This is known as the cradle of wilderness. Trapper Lake is a popular destination for camping, fly fishing, horseback riding, kayaking. The lake contains a strain of native cutthroat trout. Man, if you want to fish for cutthroat trout, I would go to Trapper Lake. Motorized boats and wheeled carts for boat transport are prohibited on Trapper's Lake. Now, I invite you to call me, text me, 970-324-6073. That's 970-324-6073. Drop me an email. That's hookandbaitandtackle@gmail.com. Hookandbaitandtackle@gmail.com. And make sure to like the Hook and Bait and Tackle Facebook page and let me know how your fishing and hunting season is going. I would love to share your story on air. The Hook and Bait and Tackle Fishing Report, sponsored by Carroll Excavation and Repair. You know, whether it's for a small project or an expansive one, Carroll Excavation and Repair are prepared to help you with all your excavation needs. Call them today at 970-656-3405. That's 970-656-3405. You know, the team at Team Kennedy, we had Dr. Kennedy on a couple weeks ago. They are committed to providing you and your loved ones with exceptional dental care in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. Located in Eden, Colorado, Kennedy Dental is known to be the best dental care clinic in the area, and they cannot wait to help you feel better today. Call Kennedy Dental today at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. Exceeding expectations, one patient at a time. Coming up next in studio, Mr. Frank Villa. You are listening to the Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Report, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the LO Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Alamon, and he is Micah Kilpatrick, the Oz behind the curtain, who makes all the magic happen. You know, if you're in the market for a custom hat or a custom logo, graphic design, or first-class embroidery, look no further than Sick Lids. Felix Miro is one of Northern Colorado's premier designers. His work is done with the utmost attention to detail, with more than 10 years' experience in the industry. Sick Lids have the skills you love, the perfect combo of excellence and quality, their unique work for your uniqueness. Give Sick Lids a call for all your custom hats and clothing apparel needs, 970-371-2069. That's 970-371-2069. Your vision, their passion. Email them at sicklidsllc@gmail.com and check out Sick Lids LLC on Facebook. Coming up on the show, one of our great sponsors, Juan Miro with Sick Lids. Juan, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm doing really good, man. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having me.
Yes, definitely. Tell us how Sick Lids was born.
So Felix, the other owner, he'd been doing graphic design and t-shirts and stuff for a while. And he left what he was doing previously, and the opportunity just came up where we were in life at the same position, and we were able to finally connect and make something happen between the two brothers. So it's an easy story, nothing too crazy.
That's awesome. You just got to have the drive and the will, right? I mean, that's what you have to have. And I think one of the things that we see with Sick Lids, and I appreciate you guys sponsoring our show and being a big sponsor for us, is that you guys are just growing, though. I mean, doors are opening for you guys. And what drives you guys, what drove you guys to start Sick Lids?
Honestly, originally, the drive is probably just doing something with my brother. For me, I it's harder to speak for me to speak for my brother, but for me, it's just doing something with family, making sure that the thing that we do lasts a long time for our family in the future. He loves apparel, and that's his thing. I love doing stuff like this. I love being on the radio. I love talking. I handle all the kind of social media stuff behind it, and we're always coming up with ideas for the community. That's also something really, really big that we are striving for and to help us grow,
right,
is to inject who we are into our community in Eaton. So
yeah, and that's awesome, man. Hats are your specialty. What's the craziest request you've ever been asked to do?
I mean, who knows? Crazy, I don't know. But we don't hate on anybody. We don't do anything like that. But we always get the specialty, like, Democrat or Republican kind of things here and there that maybe don't get advertised as much. Or, we do a lot of specialty stuff that don't always get the light of day. A couple of things.
Like a birthday, maybe. Like a 40-year-old birthday or something like that. Over the hill kind of stuff, yeah.
For the most part, though, everything you see on the social media is everything we do, And like I said, a lot of that is focused on the community and the sports.
Right. Now, you guys do contribute a lot. I know you guys donated a lot of stuff to Eaton Middle School as far as supplies, and we appreciate that for sure. We love teaming up with you. I mean, we want to see you guys grow. What sets Sick Lids apart from the rest?
I think it's honestly customer service. We're small, and so customer service means a lot to us. For Felix especially, as well, on top of that is his eye for what looks good.
Right.
Anybody could put a janky $10 something on a shirt and reproduce it and do 500 of them for $2 for somebody. Making something look good and just making sure that we stay in tune with the people who, partner up with us and who buy from us.
Right.
It means a lot to us.
Right. No, and that's good. And I'll tell you what, folks, they've done a lot of stuff for us at the high school level, our championship shirts. You guys did our hats as well, and you guys did a great job. Felix just did our coaches' basketball backpacks as well. And so you guys did they did a really good job on that. So any chance I get to throw business your way, man, I'm doing it, because you guys do such a great job. And the turnaround is fast.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, it goes back to customer service. It's something I mentioned earlier, we're a small company. So, the faster we can do something, even though it still looks great as fast as it's coming out, it's better for us. It makes it so that we can turn on to the next project.
Perfect, man. Tell me a little bit about your podcast.
So that's my own venture. That's something I've been doing for like 10 years or so.
That's awesome. I had no clue.
Yeah. Talking about nerd and pop culture stuff, movies, TV shows, comic books. I mean, we've interviewed probably almost 200 different celebrities and people from movies and TV shows and creators from different realms and stuff. It's quite the adventure for sure.
Man, that's awesome. And what's the name of it?
Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Okay,
and you can find that anywhere. Just Google that and it'll come up.
Okay, so I was just going to ask you where our master anglers can find that.
Yeah, it's TOTLB.com.
Say it again. Michael wants to know. My producer wants to know, because this is right up his alley right here.
So it's just an acronym for all the words. So it's just TOTLB.com.
You got that, Micah?
The long box.
You got that?
I got it. I have a quick question for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What is your attitude towards flat-billed hats compared to a hat that has a really nice curve?
It's hard to inject how I feel about those things, because I'm not the one. I mean, for my own preference, I really don't care. Mm-hmm. I think it boils down to what's on the hat. you know, some hats, as far as design go, look better if the bill is flat.
Right.
Some look better if it's folded.
Right.
You know, it really depends on what you've got going on the hat itself. Most of the hats that I get are flat billed, just because that's kind of the look and the style, and I don't bend it past that. But preference, for me, it doesn't really matter. I don't have a stance either way.
So for me, if it's a flat billed hat, I would just, you know, put it in a fireplace and burn it. Unless it's Broncos, then I would just never wear it.
He's a Bronco fan, too.
I like a hat that has a nice curve to it. And if it doesn't have a nice curve to it, I just will wear it backwards.
Again, I think it has to go with what you're wearing. I mean, you know what I mean? Not everything goes with a curved hat or a flat-billed hat. It's a situational thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But everything goes with a Denver Broncos hat.
Oh, 100%.
We're done. Hey, Juan, tell our master anglers where they can go and not only see your amazing work, but also where they can order some of your amazing custom work. Where can they go to find that?
So we're still working on the main website, which is just going to be cichlidsllc.com. But again, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. You could always message us through any one of those, you know, platforms, and we'll reach out as soon as possible. You know, but just Google, again, just look up Sick Lids anywhere, S-I-K-L-I-D-Z, and we'll pop up for sure.
Perfect, man. Juan, thank you very, very much for coming on. I want to pray continued blessings over Sick Lids. Thank you, sir, for coming on.
Yeah. Again, thank you for having us, and hopefully everything's going well over there, and hopefully you'll see our continued growth in our community. So.
I have no doubt in my mind. Thank you, Juan.
Of course. Thank you.
Awesome.
Have a good day.
You know, we want to thank Sick Lids for all their support to Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, for their support to our great community. They donated a bunch of school supplies to Eaton Middle School, and we are truly grateful for all their support. Sick Lids are masters in embroidery, creative designs for you. They will meet all your custom apparel needs. They are doing a new line of Hook 'em Bait and Tackle hats that will be available for purchase on our website, and they also did our coach's backpack for basketball. And let me tell you, they did a tomahawk slam dunk with their custom designs. Felix Miro and crew have over 10 years experience. Call them today with your vision, their passion. 970-371-2069. That's 970-371-2069. Coming up next in studio, Mr. Frank Villa with Outdoor Colorado. We'll visit him with the recent elk trip. Don't touch that dial. This is Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from LO Communication Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. He is Micah Kilpatrick. He is killing it today with the music this morning. Thank you, Micah, for all that you do. You know, we couldn't do this show without our amazing sponsors, and one of our favorite sponsors is Grand View Family Chiropractic. Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderle emphasize in caring for the entire family, from pregnancy, infants, and children, through the golden years and everyone in between. They love when the whole family comes in for adjustments. They have a heavy focus on athletes for injury recovery, prevention, and to boost the athlete's performance. Go see them in their brand new, beautiful clinic located in Eaton, Colorado. Call Grandview Family Chiropractic at 970-454-3875. That's 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Coming up now is a good friend of mine, a regular on our show, a true master angler, Mr. Frank Villa. How are you doing this morning, Frank?
I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me in.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It's been a while.
Oh, it's been a couple weeks.
You've been busy, my brother.
Oh,
man,
I'm
you've been
busy.
Really busy. Tell us about your recent elk hunt.
Oh, that was so much fun. We went up to Mesa, Colorado. We were hunting at about 9,000 feet.
Wow.
And saw a lot of elk. We just couldn't get any in that.
You got a lot of trails, right?
A lot of trails.
Are your trail cams set up where you hunt?
No, we didn't set any up this year, but we had some good background of what was going on up there. My brother actually lives in Mesa.
Oh, gotcha.
So, he helped us out a little bit. So, my son and I went out there, Josh, and we had a lot of fun.
You guys are everywhere, man. Yeah, I'll tell you.
We had a little false charge from a bear, about 180 pounder, so a little bear.
Oh, no kidding.
Not real big, but that was pretty
funny.
What
was that like? But he just come from behind, or did you?
Actually, he came from the front of us. We were walking towards a meadow. We had the meadow on our right. And we were kind of sneaking around, and my son was in front of me, and all of a sudden, kind of out of the left because we were looking right. He starts saying bear, 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 and
no
sure enough,
kidding.
He came in and got about 15 yards from us and stopped and kind of woofed at us, and then turned around and.
Did you shoot? Did you scare it off or anything?
We had pointy sticks, but we did draw the handguns just in case.
Just in case, yeah.
But,
that's pretty scary.
We were
hunting one time up in Idaho, Cascades, up in the mountains there, and my dad was sitting. I was off with somebody else, and my dad was kind of sitting down off a hill, and my uncle was sitting on top of the hill in front of him. And my uncle saw this bear, this grizzly, just charging down at my dad. And my uncle kept trying to yell at my dad, you know, to get his attention.
Yeah.
And my dad's just sitting there, you know, scoping, he's glassing and just looking around. And my uncle's just trying to get his attention. And finally, he let off a shot. And my dad turned around, and he saw the bear coming at him.
Yeah.
And then he pulled his gun out and shot off. And the bear turned around and around. I mean, it is just absolutely
insane.
Yeah, they're
fast. It's amazing.
Fast.
And these little black bears are quick. At first, I didn't see it. I just saw my son was saying, bear, bear, bear. And I saw him starting to draw. And so I just pulled my handgun and pointed at the direction he was pointed to. And then that's when I saw him. And
that's all the stuff you have to think about when you go hunting. You know, you're out there in the wilderness. That's their territory.
Oh, yeah.
That's their home, right?
Yeah, you're not the top of the food chain.
You definitely are not that. I see on your trail cams on Facebook, there's a lot of sign. I mean, where are those trail cams set up? I know Josh had posted a few. Where are those set up at?
So we have a couple trail cams that we have out when we go turkey hunting.
Gotcha.
That's probably what you saw.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of deer, a lot of elk on those trail cams as well.
Yeah. Very
wow.
True.
Can you hunt those?
It depends on the season.
Okay.
At that time, it wasn't.
Okay. Gotcha.
But,
I gotcha. And how long does elk season go for?
So the archery season, which is what we were hunting, that goes from September 1st till September 30th.
Okay.
And
so a month.
The first 2 weeks are totally archery. Then the next 2 weeks are a combination archery and muzzleloader. So you'll see both archers and muzzleloaders.
And then when does the rifle come out?
Comes out, I believe, the first season, I want to say, is October 3rd or October 9th.
And there's
like
draws
that.
For that, right? You have
yeah,
to draw for
it pretty much is all draw. The particular tags that we got for archery were over the counter. And we wanted to hunt over there at my brother's place up there in Mesa. So.
Is it private or public land do you guys usually hunt on?
We usually hunt public.
Public.
Yeah, but we have a few private areas, especially for our youth hunting that we put on. We try and get some private areas. And the donations that we've got from some of the landowners have been pretty
positive. Speaking of donations, did you find tires?
Not yet.
Okay, folks, man, if you're looking to donate to a good cause, Outdoor Colorado, they need some tires. These gentlemen, I'll tell you what, they are always out there working with our youth. If you can donate some tires, they're looking. What size are you looking for?
So we're looking for 265, 70, 17s.
17s,
and those
okay.
are going to go on the truck that we use to pull the trailer when we take the kids out doing our youth.
Big O Tires, any of your tire companies out in Greeley, if you're listening, man, we need somebody to step up. These guys do an amazing job, like I said. And it all starts with our youth. I mean, you know, the future is our youth. And so what we put into that is what we're going to get. We reap what
that's
we
right.
sow, right?
Yep.
And so I think it's huge. And so if there's a tire company that has got a heart for this, man, reach out to my man over here. How can they reach out to you?
If they just go to Colorado, I'm sorry, Outdoor Colorado. Now I'm
you're good.
Yeah,
I put you on the spot.
Yeah, you put me on the spot. OutdoorColorado2020.com.
Perfect.
That's our website. You can also go to OutdoorColorado2020@gmail.com and just email us. And either way, you can get a hold of us that way.
Right.
We have a contact button on our website, so you can get a hold of us there. And yeah, anything that we could get, it would help.
Yeah, definitely.
If we get some mud terrain or all terrain, that would be best because we're pulling that trailer around in the
and you want to be safe. You want to have safe equipment when you take the kids out there. Do you guys hunt out of tree stands, blind spots, or do you stalk?
If we're game hunting, we do a lot of stalking.
Situation's different.
Yeah, a lot of times early in the morning, we'll find a good spot where we can glass from.
Gotcha.
And then we'll pick out some spots. A nice thing, if you can get a nice north-facing area and you can look across it and the sun's just coming up, those the elk, they look like diamonds out there.
Really?
You can pick them out pretty quick.
Wow.
The problem is trying to get to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, we were hunting at about 8,500, 9,000 feet, and pretty much everything that we were hunting was the angle on that mountain was pretty
steep.
Incredible. Yeah. But it's so much fun. I a lot of times just enjoy watching the sun come up.
Oh,
I've been doing it a long
there,
time.
Buddy.
So
yeah.
It's
how long
awesome.
Have you been doing it? You've been doing it your whole life?
I've been elk hunting for probably 35 years, just in archery.
Right.
But yeah, I've been hunting, I think, since I was about 8 years old.
That's awesome.
I got my hunter safety card when I was 10. So that period, time period between 8 and 10 was just going out with Dad and watching him.
Yeah. I told Edwin last week that I live vicariously through your guys' eyes because I'm so busy this time of year. I don't have time to go out fishing like I want to or hunting. So I check out your guys' pictures and I'm amazed. Now you're elk hunting. Oh, now you're on the lake. This weekend you were out on the lake. You know? What suggestions would you give a first-time elk hunter?
Do a lot of research.
Perfect.
Not necessarily the equipment is really important, but you don't have to go crazy on the equipment. You know, get a good bow if you're going to go archery. Talk to the people at the counter, and a lot of those guys are really, really smart about what they're doing.
Right.
And get a decent bow. Get out and practice. You got to practice if you're hunting archery. Even if you're hunting rifle and stuff, you need to get out there and practice and get confident at distances.
With the bow, definitely.
And like Josh, he's pretty confident out to about 80 yards, but he won't shoot an animal at that distance. So I'm pretty confident out to about 40 or 50.
Right.
And outside of that, I'm a little iffy. But if I can get an elk or a deer inside of that 40-yard range,
he's gone. It's dinner. Yeah. You know, I'm excited to have you in studio because up next we're going to have the 2022 High School State Champions, Joe Punko, right? And Riley Patron. Is that how you say it?
Yep.
From Broomfield High School. We're going to have them on. You're going to stay with us, right?
I am going to stay with
you.
And I actually have a picture here I was going to show you.
Yes, I want to see it.
And so we can talk to them here next.
We'll talk to them next, and I definitely want to post that on my website. That's awesome. And I heard they had a rough time start. I mean, they had a rough start, and then all of a sudden it just turned on for them.
Yeah,
so I'm excited to talk to them about that.
I'd be interested to find out if they're going to actually jump in there and tell you what they did, because when I heard it, I was like, are you kidding
me? I'm excited to hear it. I'm excited. You know, coaching up in Titletown, our athletes rely heavily on our healthcare providers to get them back to their peak performance. And there's no one better to do that than Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderle with Grandview Family Chiropractic. They have a heavy focus on their athletes for injury, recovery, prevention, and to boost the athlete's performance. We love nothing better than teaming up with one of the best chiropractic clinics in the area. Go see them in their brand new beautiful clinic located in Eaton, Colorado. Call Grandview Family Chiropractic at 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Allo Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Hook 'em, Bait 'em Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon, and joining us in studio, Mr. Frank Villa. Right now, Frank, I want to welcome the 2022 High School State Champions, Joe Punko and Riley Patron. Did I say their names right?
I believe so.
From Broomfield High School. Gentlemen, how are you doing this morning?
Very good.
Good.
Good, man. First off, congratulations on your victory.
Thank you so much.
I heard it wasn't an easy one.
Oh, no. We struggled. We had 10 ounces worth of fish in the first 3 hours.
Wow. 10 ounces. Riley, I'm going to start with you. Tell us about your big day. How was it for you?
So we did, for starters, we did a lot of pre-fishing the day before. We fished all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to admit, we just saw this guy fishing at this spot, and we thought it was maybe good. And during the tournament, come the day, we fish for 3-4 hours, we're finding nothing. And we're near that spot where we saw this guy fishing, and we're like, well, we don't have any idea what to do, so why don't we go try there? And let me tell you, that spot was amazing. We spent 45 minutes, we caught 10 bass, all over a pound.
Wow, that's awesome, man.
Got a 2-pound, 1-ounce for our biggest bass that I caught.
That's awesome. Now, I know the start time was 6-2, and what I read is that you started off very slow, disappointing start, and then at 11 a.m. you only had 2 fish. What changes were made?
So it was honestly just like we found this spot that we, so we just found the spot, and we stayed there for the entire time after 11:30. We were fishing very similar the entire time, but we were moving around a little more. We tried some dams. We tried some other walls. We tried near some docks, and just we finally found a really good spot.
And what were you using?
We were using 4-inch Kytex on, like, Ned Rig heads. Mm-hmm. Really light weighted jig heads. And we were dropping our baits down in 50 feet of water, usually jigging it once or twice, and then just slow, steady retrieve. And, like, for the first 2 hours after that, it was almost every cast.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
When he told me that, I was like,
I'm just thinking in my mind, 40, 50 feet of water. I mean, you're thinking, okay, so they had to be obviously down because it's warmer water, so they're down cool, right?
Right.
So, but you're thinking 40, 50 feet.
Well, the other thing that got me, too, is when they told me that, and I'm thinking to myself, they said they're using small net head rigs.
Right.
So you're looking at, like,
the drop.
One-tenth
yes.
of an ounce.
Yeah, the drop is slow.
Maybe even, I don't know, but I don't know what weight you were using.
We were way smaller than 1/8. We were using these tiny heads, and we were just pulling line out of our reels for like almost a minute straight.
I could imagine.
That's going to take a long time.
To drop that 40, 50 feet. But that's where they were. That's where you found them.
They were all on the bottom.
That's awesome, man. Do you guys qualify for nationals now?
Yes, we do.
Perfect. Frank, tell us about the Nationals, Frank.
Yeah, so what happens is we qualify two teams, the first place team and the second place team of each division, the juniors and the high schoolers, and then they go to Nationals. In the past few years, Nationals has been held for high school at Kentucky Lake in Tennessee.
Wow.
Last year, they actually moved it, and they went to South Carolina and fished, what is it, a famous lake in South Carolina. I can't even remember. I
think it was
Lake Hartwell, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they fished last year. The juniors, they actually fish at 1,000 acre lakes near Paris, Tennessee.
Wow.
So, but they go out there and they compete against, I want to say there's about 200 other teams when they get
wow.
there. And basically, they fish 2 days and they whittle it down to 50 teams on the last day. 50 teams go at it to try and win the national title.
Wow. And you guys are going. You guys are going to head up there.
Yes, sir.
And now here in Nationals, are you guys going to be able to run your own boat?
Yeah. So the rule in the bass world, I guess you could say, for high schoolers, they have to have an adult boater that drives them around. I don't know if you guys are taking your own boat. I believe Joey has a boat. I don't know.
Yes, we're using Joey's boat, and Edwin will be our boater.
So you're going to go Edwin up there. Edwin. That's awesome,
man.
Yeah,
so Kingdom Rods is going to be represented there, too.
Yes, perfect, man. Joey, the tournament fishing is a grind. I know that, man. I see I've never done a tournament, but I could imagine. I put so much stress on me when I'm out there fishing. I know it's a grind. How are you able to keep your pose on in that tournament, in that situation? 11 o'clock comes. I got two fish. How are you able to keep grinding?
It's definitely tough, and I think part of the thing that definitely helped us is the fact that we fish for bass in Colorado, even not in tournaments, and that can just be a struggle, but even fun fishing, we're still striving just to maybe even get one fish in Colorado because it's so tough to find decent
right.
bass.
Right. And I've read, you know, I've been thinking about joining some tournaments. I mean, Frank's getting me excited about getting into some tournaments. And I just read that you just have to get out there and keep grinding. Don't use a deep diver if you've never used one before. You want to use that before the tournament. You want to practice that before the tournament. So there's a lot to it. You can't just join a tournament and go out there and whip a rod around and expect to win. I mean, there's a lot of science behind it. Let me ask you, Riley, how are you able to keep your pose, your poise?
Honestly, for me, this is like 100%. I'm dead set. This is what I want to do in life.
Yes, sir. So
it's just like every time that I'm fishing, it's like I'm getting closer to my goal in life, and that's what keeps me going.
I have to tell you a little story about these guys. Their first tournament, they actually fished with me over at Chatfield Reservoir. I was their boater. And I couldn't believe the amount of concentration these two guys
That's
have.
That's awesome.
It's pretty incredible.
That's awesome.
I mean, to keep their composure, like you said, at 11 o'clock, they only had two fish.
You start freaking out.
I fish a lot of tournaments, and you're like already stressed, and
right.
then it just keeps building.
Right.
But to watch them fish at Chatfield when we were doing that, and then watch them pick their spots and cast to those spots, it's incredible to watch them. I mean, all the kids that I get to help and advise or coach or whatever you might want to call it.
That's what it is.
It's so much fun to see them and then see where they are, where they are now, and where they're going. I'm actually excited about these guys maybe fishing in the adult level.
Right. Riley, how much time do you spend on the water?
Oh, I fish 4 days a week is a light day, or a light week.
Light week.
Oh. I usually work 2 days after school, and those 2 days, sometimes I go fish the morning those days.
Right.
But I fish Saturday, Sunday for sure. Like, I haven't missed that in months.
That's perfect.
I fish usually 5 days a week, I'd say.
Joey, what are your plans after high school? Do you still want to compete?
My goal is to compete to the highest level I can, and I've been bouncing the idea around in my head of possibly trying to start a multi-species guide service around the Denver area.
Perfect. Now, do you plan on, like, maybe passing on what you guys know to the youth, to the younger generation, you know, because that's getting them excited about what you guys just did? I mean, did you guys know, let me ask you this, because it's just coming into my mind. Did you guys know that you won before weigh-ins, or did you have a feeling?
Oh, we were, the emotions were crazy. Like, when you get to that boat launch, no one wants to say how they're doing, and then we just are slowly hinting at that it's not doing
everybody's got a poker face. Is that what it is?
Yeah, they try.
But then we hear that, like, there's 10 people competing, or 9 or 10 people competing, and once we got to, like, fourth place, and it was only, like, a 6-pound bag, we kept doing the math in our head.
You're like,
both of
this.
Us are like, I think we have around 11, 10 pounds, so we're looking pretty good.
Wow. Well, Frank showed me a picture of you guys, and who was it that, I mean, your face on that picture just says it all.
Yeah, that was Riley.
Riley, yeah. Like, what? We won?
Well, when I was giving them their awards, so they get their first place award, then they won Big Bass, so they got their Big Bass award. Then they also won a single award that they can
a hat trick.
Yeah, they could take that award to to Dykeman Trophies over in Fort Collins, and then they put their they put all the information on there, and they could present it to their school if they want to.
Oh, yes,
and be
definitely.
Put into the.
Are you guys going to do that?
I've already talked to our principal, and she said, as soon as we have the trophy, bring it in.
Congratulations. Man, that's awesome. So you guys deserve
And I put
that.
When I designed that trophy, I designed it very similar to what the state trophies look
Perfect.
Like for the high school.
Perfect.
All the high school trophies.
Man, you guys got to be proud of your accomplishment. I want you guys to remember two things, okay? Keep a positive mental attitude, and above else, have fun. Enjoy this exciting time in your growth as tournament anglers, okay? And remember this, tight lines. Thank you both for coming on, and go win those nationals.
And remember, come and help me with the youth.
What was that?
I said, come and help me with the youth.
Of course, anytime.
Hey, you guys, I wish you the best of luck in Nationals. Go get them.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Hey, you know, all I can say, man, God is good. What a fun show we had this morning. I want to thank all our guests that came on today. Thank you to Felix and Juan Miro with Sick Lids coming on today. Call them at 970-371-2069. That's 970-371-2069. That's their unique work for your uniqueness. Thank you, gentlemen, for all your support to this program and to our great community. We want to thank our in-studio guest, Mr. Frank Villa. Frank, thank you very, very much for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me. I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, we're going to get you back on, man.
We always do.
I'd love to have you. I'd love to get you on a regular basis. I know you're a busy firefighter. And then not only that, but you're out there with the youth. So
yeah,
I
just
appreciate
watch my Facebook. You'll see what I'm doing.
You are truly a great ambassador to the outdoors. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
it.
We want to thank our 2022 high school state champions, Joe Punko and Riley Patron from Broomfield High School, man. Watch these guys. They're tournament fishermen. They're going to make some noise. They're on their way to the Nationals. God bless you, gentlemen, on your journey. Lastly, I want to thank our amazing sponsors, Carroll Excavating. Matt and his team have over 17 years in the industry. Give Carroll Excavating and Repair a call today, 970-656-3405. That's 970-356-3405. Thank you, Matt and Team Carroll, for all your support. Dr. April Sparpan and Dr. Joseph Vanderlee with Grandview Family Chiropractic. Call them today at 970-454-3875. That's 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. I also also want to thank the Grown-Ass Man Band and Eskimbo out of Denver, Colorado, so for supplying some great music this morning. You can find their music on iTunes. The Grown-Ass Man Band, Eskimbo, make sure to download their music. It is amazing. Last but definitely not least, my man, Dr. James Kennedy with Kennedy Dental. Thank you, sir, for all your support. Call Kennedy Dental today at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. Exceeding expectations, one patient at a time. I pray abundance of blessings over all my guests and all our sponsors. Remember, to have something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. I'm Coach Alamon. This is Hook 'em, Bait 'em, Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Allo Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.